We are in Shaar Bey's Perikyut Aleph in the second Haggah. We just began it, and now I just want to go over it and learn it properly and thoroughly. Lefi makrim sheyadenu magas. The Haggah begins. It's in every volume a little bit different, but the Haggah Masha Amru Kalani Miroshi Kalani Mizroyi. Remember we started talking about that? And the context of that Kalani Miroshi Kalani Mizroyi is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And there the Mishnah talks, Ketzad Toilin, how do you hang people? And the Mishnah has a discussion of when you hang somebody who has the death penalty, how do you hang him? And Rav Meir makes a comment, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer Ba'ois Yisho, what is Hashem saying while a Jew is being hung, getting the death penalty? And he says Rav Meir in his usual mystical way, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizrei, woe, Kal Ani. Maybe it means disappointment or Lashon Chalishus. Kal is the sherish of the word light. It's the sherish of the word klala. It's the sherish of many things that mean the opposite of kaved, which is kavod, which is, so it's the opposite that means if you disgrace, kalani, disgrace, disappointed. As they say in English, dist. Yeah, means everything that follows dis. Disenchanted, disappointed, disembarked. Disgusting. Discouraged, dist. Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizrei. Hayinyan Heim. What is the Kalani? What is Hashem saying? Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizrei. So the Reb Chaim Volozhin comments, and this is found earlier in the Rishonim. Doesn't bring it, but it is found earlier. The Ha'inyan name Tfilin Shorosh for Tfilin Shoyad. The reference here is to the Tfilin Shoyad, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizrayi is the Tfilin Shel Yad. Again, this the Gemara doesn't say. It just says that Rav Meir makes this mysterious comment, but the interpretation of it, Hashem is talking about Tfilin. Why is he talking about Tfilin when a person is being killed in capital punishment by a Beis Din? Ki Amru Chazal, because we find in Chazal and Brachas Davav Amid Aleph, very famous, Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin, that Hashem puts on Tefillin also. V'inyin HaTefillin Shaloi, what can that possibly mean? Hashem puts on Tefillin. Chayru, you have to occupy some type of space, have some type of gvul to put on Tefillin or to do something like that. So what does it mean, Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin? V'inyin HaTefillin Shaloi Yisbarach Shmai. What it means to say is who histabkusa yisbarach shemoi lehetiv imanu bakol. When it says Hashem wears tefillin, it means that Hashem, and this is something so deep that I think it's we really have to focus here. The tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or let's take it broader, the tefillin bechlal, we put on tefillin in the morning, represents dveikus. That's a deep shift. Tefillin represents dveikus to Hashem. Hashem's tefillin represents dveikus to us. Think of it as two magnets that are needing to connect with each other. So our tefillin, Hashem's tefillin, if they're positioned correctly, center in your head exactly. So, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just something that connects to a magnet. It's double magnet, meaning Hashem has tefillin. We have tefillin. Tefillin is the histab. He is the histab kusa yisbarach shmai. And then he adds in, lehetiv imanu bakol. And this is why Hashem is good to us, meaning like this. That you can say, this is my understanding of this, and I just want to understand a couple of points here. You can say that, this kind of Aristotelian thought, that Hashem created the world and has nothing to do with it. But we know that that's not true. We know that there's Hashgacha Pratis. We know that Hashem is very, very involved in the world. The whole parsha we just read talks about Yaakov Avinu seeing that there's a ladder that goes from the Aretz to the Shamayim. There's a connection between the Aretz and the Shamayim. And it's you know, sometimes, you know, I think to myself, sometimes you can have a little, you know, a satellite business, you know, somewhere that's part of this big, gigantic corporation. You know, you like to say you own a Starbucks or something. So the Starbucks is somewhere in some hick town on some country road. And you start doing your own thing, everything, you just do your own thing. Like, you forget you got the name Starbucks, but you forget that you're a Starbucks, you know. Like, it's a big thing. And then until Bo Hayom, that the Mr. Starbucks walks in, or his shaliach walks in, and says, "What, this is not a Starbucks? What are you doing?" So what we're talking about here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the top of the ladder, and the ladder goes downward. There's this constant connection of Malachi Elokim, Oilim V'Yardim. That's the parsha. That was the chalaim of Yaakov, and it's the most simple explanation. Malachi Elokim, Oilim V'Yardim. Everything that happens by Aretz is connected to the Shemayim. Everything that happens in Shemayim is connected to the Aretz. Kachaza. That's the connection. There's a in real life, so to speak, in mitzvos. So the connection is either symbolized or actually done by our tefillin. So the tefillin has a new idea here. It's not that I'm doing a mitzvah like I'm putting on tzitzis. Tzitzis is a mitzvah. But I'm doing something else. I'm doing an act of hooking up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like connecting to the Bluetooth or the Wi-Fi or to I'm connecting. So by putting my tefillin on, if they're kosher tefillin, and you're putting on exactly the right way and you do it Yeah. I think it's recording, yes. So the Nefesh HaChaim tells us that Hashem puts on tefillin and we wear tefillin, and the tefillin are that which connects us, just like in the parsha, the Sulam, Mutzav Artzei V'Rei Shemagia Shemayim. How is it connected? How is the earth connected to the Shemayim, symbolically or realistically, through the tefillin? So our Rosh connected his Rosh, our Yad connected his Yad. A fascinating idea. Vinyin ha-tefillin shalai, what is Hashem's tefillin? Hashem Rishon tefillin demari alma, the Gemara says, maksiv behu, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? It says, mikamcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Ki mi goy gadol. The Gemara tells us which psukim it says in the tefillin of Hashem, in Hashem's tefillin. So it means like this, that our tefillin have all the psukim about Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem's tefillin have all psukim about Klal Yisrael. So, Ani L'doydi V'doydi Li. Our tefillin, we put on our tefillin, and we're connected to you. Hashem puts on his tefillin, Kivyachol, it's connected to us. So the tefillin are like, as I say, two magnets that are being attracted to each other. They're being hooked up to each other. Magnets is old-fashioned. Bluetooth is newer. It's connected. What's it called when you're connecting two devices?
Handshake.
Pairing, thank you. You're also old-fashioned. Pairing. So that's what we're doing. Pairing.
That's a fancy word.
Yes. Kol apsukim desham hem rak shvachei Yisrael. V'kulak siv badrai, all the tefillin that the Gemara brings are in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all shvachim for Klal Yisrael. V'kulak siv badrai, and they're all written in Hashem shel yad. U'kinyin, and similarly we find this idea, as Hashem hamarta hayoim v'Hashem hamircha hayoim. Liyos lo la'am segula. That we make Hashem great. Hamarta means we make him amir, like the summit of a mountain. As Hashem hamarta Hayoim, right? We say this on Rosh Hashanah. Atom hamireinu, ayayay, right? So we make you great, you make us great. So there's this symbiotic relationship between us and Hashem. What's curious is, and I just want to explain this for a moment. Okay, Dveikus, we understand. Why tefillin? You see something very interesting. You see that tefillin are connected to bar mitzvah, right? Kids bar mitzvah, you get them tefillin. the other mitzvahs, you teach them right away. It's this mezuzah. You don't give them treif. You feed them kosher. It comes to kiddush. So, b'nai chinuch. Tefillin, you know, zap, you're 13-year-old, you're chayav a tefillin. Okay, we practice a little bit in advance, but it's basically kosher to bar mitzvah. It's interesting, it's kosher to bar mitzvah. It's not kosher so much even to yodeya lishmar alav. That's part of it also. He can't put it on earlier than he knows how to keep his tefillin. But the tefillin themselves are kosher to the bar mitzvah. Why? Okay, I mean, so... Well, he becomes a bar das at that second. I mean, a connection. So let's just explain it a little bit more. You know, somebody made the following ha'ara that, you know, if there's a word in Lashon HaKodesh, that means it's a concept. If there's no word for it in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not a concept. So there's many examples of this. You could write a book about it. In fact, I did. There's no word for adolescence in the Torah. Teenager. There's no such word. Why? Because it's not a concept. The concept of what's an adolescent. I want all the privileges of being an adult, but I don't want to have any obligations at all. If you're a cotton... So you're a child. You realize you're not an adult. You don't have the privilege of being an adult. You don't have the, you're not an adult. You don't have the obligations of being an adult. You don't have to find your own food. You don't have to pick yourself up from school. You're a child. If you're an adult, you have all the obligations. So the world created us in between stage, too young, 13 years old, too young. So created something called adolescence. I say it as an example, like. Either you take the privileges of adulthood together with the responsibilities, or you don't have the privileges of adulthood. So it's not a concept. It's not a good concept. Hence, there's no word.
It's not a baruch in 20.
Okay, there's different bechinas. Ein shem b'day shamayim. Ein shem b'day shamayim. But you are baruch. You have the full responsibility. Put it that way. You do have the full responsibility when you're 13. What's when you're 13 and you're obligated? The difference between a 13-year-old putting on tefillin and a 12-year-old putting on tefillin is gadol ha-mitzuvah v'ayse m'sheinu mitzuvah v'ayse. Because one has a tzivui, one doesn't have a tzivui. That's the real lamdash answer. The lamdash answer is that he's a mitzuvah v'ayse. He has a commandment to put on tefillin. He has a chiyuv. He has a mitzvah to put on tefillin. The mitzvah, you only become a bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah. You only become bar mitzvah when you're a mitzvah. And if the whole, here's the chop here, the Indian of tefillin is the Indian of dveikus between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There can't be dveikus between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu if there's no obligations. Obligations, chiyuvim, bar chiyuva, mitzuva v'aysa, this is the site of gadol ha-mitzuva v'aysa, mishena mitzuva v'aysa, the tzivoy. The fact that I have to do for you and you have to do for me, that's an obligation. Once there's an obligation, you can have dveikus. You see the connection between obligation and dveikus? Dveikus without obligation is a joke. I'll give you a mushel. You know, people ask this question. You know, people say, I met this guy. Non-firm people, non-Jewish people. I met this guy. We've been living together for 7 years. Perfect harmony. And then we got married, and then we started fighting, and we're getting divorced. So what happened that for 7 years, everything is great, and then you get married, and everything's bad? So I say, simple, you got married. What happens when you get married? When you get married, it's not about me, it's about you. All of a sudden, there's an apple. When the minute you stand under a chuppah, and there's a kesuvah, and you're accepting upon yourself obligations, so that's a whole different story.
There are statistics that support that.
Thank you. It's a whole different story.
People live together before
their marriage happens. It's a Ruba de Leisa, come on. It's a Davar Pashat that one, there's a whole difference in a relationship of convenience, mm-hmm. or even of joy, or even of, like, we just love to spend time together, to a relationship of obligation, so much so that in the non-Jewish world, they say marriage lamali. Like, who needs it? Like, why would I need that other, you know, marriage is an institution. Who wants to live in an institution? So what does it mean? It means to say that the dveikus of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only be there if there is an obligation. So therefore, bar mitzvah and tefillin are closely connected. Tefillin represents dveikus, and bar mitzvah represents obligation. Obligation, dveikus, they go together. So if you see, and this is the thing that, like, if you if a person does all the things, like very spiritual things, it's nice. I'm into it. You meditate, let's say, or you even do chesed. But the thing is like this: if it's ainu mitzuva va'osa, and if it doesn't druk sechois, if it doesn't come out in an obligation, so then it's weak. Not because I'm not going to do it as well. Well, Rashi says that I'm not going to do it as well. But it's not tveikus. I'm not completely davuk to you. It's just this is what I'm doing. I'll help you out. You know, this is what I'm doing. Or if I'm thinking about Hashem and I'm meditating and I'm feeling His light go through my toes and all, that's good. But it's not it doesn't obligate me to anything. So what we're talking about here is tveikus, and the words are so important here. The tefillin that we're talking about, a connection. A non-Jew wears tefillin. He's an eino mitzuva v'osa. Beseder, yafeh. But the tveikus can't be there because there's no sense of obligation. You know, obligation means he's magayer. But there's no sense of obligation. If there's no sense of obligation, you're a one-night stand. You're not really married to me if we're not obligated to each other. It's such, growing up in America, just particularly, it's just the whole thing is all about one's rights. Like, there is no bill of obligations, only a bill of rights, and. You know, magia liza, magia liza, magia liza. So I'm not, like, the whole thing might be the source of all evil. You know, when you think about it, it might be like the source of criminality and the source of marriage problems and the source of children's problems. And it might be the source of so many different things that, you know, well, it's my right. That's my right. That's my right. There is such. It's the only reason something is your right is because it's my obligation. Does like the Torah doesn't talk about my schus. The Torah talks about my choiv.
What about Adam and Rishon?
One. That's it. Doesn't make a difference. But I need to obligate. Adam and Rishon is the biggest riot to what I'm saying, because I need to obligate myself to something in order to have the dveikus bayis baruch. So there had to be a mitzvah. There had to be a mitzvah. And as we went on, like, you know, it's like the Balatanya says in Lamed Beis, in Lamed Gimel, I think, that every one of our Evarim, El Taryag, Taryag and Ramach, I'm sorry, Ramach and Shasa, Gidim, and it's all like connected in different ways to different things by Shemayim, but every one of my fingers is obligating me in something different. My feet are obligating me in something different. My head is obligating me in something different. So I'm It's all about this. So when we're talking about one person to another, so yeah, like, it's good to start thinking a little bit chov instead of schus. You know, what are my obligations as a human being? And if, you know, the beautiful thing about it is that if one fulfills their obligations, then they get it with somebody else who fulfills their obligations. So then you end up actually your net gain is actually higher than if everyone's trying to get their rights. And what are you arguing about exactly? Like, every argument starts with, you didn't say this right to me, you didn't do this right to me, where's my supper, where's my money, where's my car, where's my, you know. It's all has to be with, like, me. So this is an important thing. So the tefillin, to get back to our point here, The tefillin represents an obligation, or I'm sorry, a dveikus for somebody who has an obligation. You have to tefillin is kosher to bar mitzvah. So it says the Nefesh HaChaim that we're kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's saying Mikamcha Yisrael, and we're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Andi L'doidi L'doidi Li. Shekamoi Shebush Tefillin Shelanu. I continue in the Haggah Ksuvim Shivchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein Tefillin Shelai Kiviyachol Hem Shvachim Shelanu. Shesham Hu Inyan HaYistabkos. Such beautiful words. It's in our tefillin, in his tefillin, in our shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem shevach of Klal Yisrael, in that chiyuv comes a histabkus.
Is this the Nefesh HaChaim's Kiddush?
So, why do you ask?
Because I never heard of it.
It's a Kiddush, yeah. Huh? What, in tefillin?
No, that the Inyan is histabkus. Say ois, they always say ois. But
maybe. The Marsha on the Gemara in Brachos Dav Vav, I didn't see it recently, but the Marsha says that our tefillin and Keneged Hashem's tefillin. So why do you put tefillin on your left hand? Because it's Hashem's right. Like our tefillin are not for us. Our tefillin are for Hashem. Hashem's tefillin are for us. Yemincha Uzai.
What's his obligation? I'm telling you that tefillin are
obligation.
So what's Hashem's obligation?
He created the world. If you create something like
Aristotle said, he just created it and said goodbye.
Yeah, but then you could do that to your kids too. Meaning, when you create something, you have an obligation to take care of it. So you got to think about that before you have kids. An obligation. But in other words, there's a intrinsic chiyuv that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has. However, if in the words of Tanakh, if we're Ben Sayer Umayra, so the lumdus of Ben Sayer Umayra is the lumdus of that parsha of Ben Sayer Umayra, Shalai Hayav L'Nivra, is that you've left me. So now I have no obligation to take care of you. If you've left your parents in such a serious way, see, most kids don't, because they get upset at their parents, as a parent, but they don't leave. Where am I going to eat? Where am I going to sleep? Who's going to pay my cell phone bill? It's not so pushy, unless you get to this iffy stage of adolescence, which doesn't exist, Lanius Daiti, because so, am I an adult? Am I not an adult? Should I move out? Should I get a job? Should I not get a job? Okay, no law. But you see also in Hilchos Tzedakah, Hilchos Meiser, Alpidin, once a child becomes a gadol, my chiyuv is less, he has his own chiyuvim, so I really, it's very possible you can take your tuition off Meiser. I'm not paskening here, Shailism, right, but depends on the case, but it may be the Min HaGoelim a little bit, but it's very possible that the chiyuv is no longer there, Bisman HaGemar. And it's also clear, Bisman HaGemar, that people had a different sense of obligation when they were 13 years old. They got married. Look at the obvious. It was a different sense of obligation, because there was no gray area in between, which I think is a Western Kiddush. Nairus is earlier and Boigrois is later, but we're talking about a 3 to 4 month period. We're not talking about so that's like Shtei Cyrus. It just means to say, is 13 years old my birthday? Is that the issue, or is it a certain chromosome change that takes place within me? That's all. But the point is that either you're gadol or you're katan. No, there it says Maisa Naris. Right. It doesn't say that.
So there is such a thing as Maisa Naris.
Immaturity. Not taking your obligation. They saw him.
But it's an obligation.
Masal Sol was not. He was not taking his obligation seriously. That's why they saw him, that he wasn't taking his obligation seriously.
I have a textbook in human development that says that not, it says adolescence is a fairly new development in Western society.
Really? Tanya de Messiah-Lee. Your always good hint is that if you can't find a word for it, there's like a lot of things like that, but if you can't find a word for it in Lashon HaKodesh, there's probably...
fun.
Right, you see it in the modern Hebrew language. Read my book, though, I didn't publish it. But if you look at the modern Hebrew language, they want to say things and express things, and they can't find a word, so they use Arabic. You know, Sababa, Kef. Or the English. They can't do it in Lashon HaKodesh. You can't curse in Lashon HaKodesh.
They call it Mishmat.
Yeah, it's a concept, you know.
All these things of connection with Hashem is from us to the Tata to above. Like,
so that's where they meet. Where they meet.
I mean, it has to be that we start the connection.
Maybe. It's a circle. Where does a circle start? Hashem created us. The Nefesh HaChayis Mashma, that we're the jump starters of the circle. So let's just go, we have a few minutes left, let's just go into something deeper, the next thing. Oh, we got that clear. In the tefillin, did you want to say something? I'm sorry. Okay, don't force yourself. V'hu inyan ha'kasuv Yisrael asher b'cha es pa'er. Pa'er. Soida tefillin demari alma sha tefillin nikroim pa'er. Tefillin are called pe'er. Pe'er. Yeah, you got to pair them up. Very good. Let's pair up. K'may shekasu, k'may shemar chazal, vayin zer b'shalach, etc. Let's be intelligent here. What is pe'er? What does it mean? Namer behen pe'er. The context of the halach is that an onen, if Loyaleno, somebody, immediate family dies, I'm an oinein before burial, and I don't put on tefillin, I'll be halacha. I'll be din of the Gemara, I don't put on tefillin. An oinein doesn't put on tefillin. Why? Shenemar behen pe'er. What are you doing with tefillin? Tefillin are pe'er. So whose tefillin are pe'er? Mine or Hashem's? So you have to listen at the end of davening. Pay ria love. How's it go? Chakal Meitzach. Let's see who it is. Who's going to clear it? Pay. Peirai alai ufeiria love vikarai velai vikariye love. Better, even better. What? Peirai, his pair, means tefillin. Talking about tefillin. Peirai alai. The next one is kesher tefillin heralana. But peirai, Hashem's pair, is on me ufeiri alav vilachin karai velai vikarai velai. Because we're paired. As you say, so karavelai vikariyelai, we're close. So in other words, histapkus, this is exactly what the Nefesh HaChayim is saying. Is it the source? Here we have it, histapkus. The histapkus is his pair, my pair, but we still don't know what pair means.
But there's also in that, there's this, it sounds like resonance when I actualize the pair, there's a response of pair.
First of all, what's pair? Correct, but what is pe'er? So pe'er is the root of the word tiferes. Does that help?
Beauty.
Maybe. Tiferes is a hard word to define. Tiferes. Tiferes Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is called tiferes. So the harmony.
Is a hairdo also called a pe'er?
A what?
A hairdo.
Hairdo.
I don't know where I got that from. He's a pair. A crown. Okay, so like this. So I think the simplest shot in pair is pride. I think that's what it is. Pride. I'm very proud of you. Hashem is proud of us. We're proud of him. A bit weak in the Hebrew language. Pair. Tiferes, Kabbalistically, just to make it easier, is you have Chesed, you have Gvur, and then you have Tiferes. I'm talking Sadinim. So there's Chesed, there's Gevurah, and then there's Tiferes. Let's think about it for a second. Chesed, like Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Chesed is on the Tzad Yamin. Gevurah is on the Tzad Smol. It's interesting. Gevurah, you would think, would be on the Tzad Yamin. Gevurah. Talk about our Gevurah. It's on the Tzad Smol, and the reason is because that's Hashem's right. So Chesed, Gevurah. Yimincha Hashem Nadari Bakayach. Yimincha Hashem Tirat Zayev. Your Yamin is our Smol, so we put our Tefillin on the Smol. There's Chesed, Gevurah, and then when the two things combine, you get Pe'er. You get Tiferes. And I think it's a Davar Amuk. I think that... Let's work on this together. The Chesed is like, you know, expansion, right? I can move out of myself. Gevura is Tzimtzum. And Tiferes is when you combine the whole thing together. I feel like this means obligation.
Balance
means obligation, meaning it's not all about what I'm doing for myself, and it's not all about what I'm doing for you. It's not all about expansion and contraction. It's about what is the right thing. Emes is Tiferes. Emes is Tiferes. But these are all words. I just want to internalize it for a moment. That when I have, whereas Chesed is a reaction. It knows no boundaries. And you know, it knows no boundaries. It comes Avram Avinu and does Chesed, opens up his tent on all sides. It's Chesed. Everybody can come in. Every Avod Zarah can come in. Chesed. And then comes Yitzhak and he says, "Hold on a second. Like, let's make some Seder, and you know, let's screen who's participating in my tent. You know, who exactly are your parents? Who are your grandparents? Who? What do you do? What do you?"
The Kavura comes through the Chesed. The Kavura is only for the sake of Chesed's first.
You can't have Kavura if you don't have Chesed, because what are you being mitzamtzim?
Right,
you have to have
the purpose of the Kavura is to
focus the Chesed. Right. Like, the way the Arizal talks about it, he talks about it like a magnifying glass. You take the Chesed and you zoom in. You're taking all of this light. You know, light is hot, it's warm, but it doesn't equal something that's going to burn a piece of paper. But you can take it all and focus it. That's Gevurah. So let's focus it into a place. You have Chesed, Gevurah. Screening or focusing or putting it into a place.
Did you have Rishis Chochma Yiras Hashem?
One second, don't mix me up. What in this case is the combination of Chesed and Gevur? What does it mean to even combine Chesed and Gevur and to create Tiferes? Just in our Lashon, what does it mean? There's Chesed, but there's Chesed with some Tzimtzum. Well, if there's Chesed, I could do Chesed better when I'm Mitzamtzim. So look what we say under the Chuppah. Harayat Mikudeshes Li. That's a Chesed. That's a Tzimtzum of the Chesed. I'm not going to be married to everybody in the world. Everybody in the world's usher kula alma kehektish. Everybody's usher on me now. I'm making everybody usher by making everybody usher on me. That's what you're saying when you're under the chuppah. I'm making you mutter. That's a funny kind of a move, you know. In other words, I'm pushing everything else away. What happened to my midas ha-chesed? Tzimtzum. I'm being mitzamtzim into one place. Now that I'm being mitzamtzim into one place, together, the Chesed and the Gevurah comes to me. I can put all my Chesed into this place, and you can put all your Chesed into that place. So then you have a matzav of Tiferes, Pe'er.
That's Mecha Choisman.
Yeah.
It's all about Chesed.
I always say this under the Chuppahs, the most important things in life are on our right. You know, your right hand is more dexterous than your left hand. and you put on your right shoe before your left shoe, and your posture says you put your tefillin on your left hand so you could wrap it with your right. Right is always so, like, you would think that the most important part of our body is our heart. You would think it would be on the right, it would be on the left. Why is it on the left? Like, it's a biological question on the Bria. It's like a fluke. Why is the heart on the left? It doesn't make any sense. It should be on the right. So the answer is, no, if I'm standing next to you, who says my heart's for myself? My heart is for you. My heart is on your right. Your heart is for me. So that's the Tiferes. The Tiferes is when the Chesed is, see, because it's the same thing. Like, in other words, like all the, I mean, I'm understanding that, you know, all the Wi-Fi in the room is meaningless unless it's mitzumsum into a device. So this is like as a mashal. This is chesed. It has to come into a place of tzimtzum. It has to come into a place of gevura. So kiddushin is, you know, I'm just full of love. Somebody marry me already, right? So no, that's not love. That's the chesed is only chesed if it comes to gevura. When the two things can merge together, you have tiferes. This requires this kind of a merging. How's it done? Obligation. It's all about obligation. So hence, tiferes equals obligation. Got my math? It's clear when you think about that tiferes equals. So is it, Hashem says, peiri alav. Peiri alai, uferi alav. Meaning, the pe'er, the tiferes here, is I was mitzamtzim all the chesed of the Bria. It's still there. Still have this chesed of the Bria. And Avraham Avinu, in fact, was before there was a B'nai Yisrael. He's Av Hamoin Goyim. See it even today. Everybody claims Avraham Avinu. But Yitzchak took it and he made it mitzamtzim. Yes, there is Avraham Avinu's Hashem's Ava to everybody and my Ava to everybody, but there's a marriage here, this idea of a marriage between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And that's represented, so the tefillin. And it's so interesting that when you put on tefillin, according to most Nuschais, so you, when you put on the around your finger, Ve'erastich li le'olam, Ve'erastich li erison, you know, it's like, and here Chazal say, why? Because it's a Tabas Kedushin. Tabas Kedushin is not the whole thing. That's what's behind the Tabas Kedushin. It's the Shalyad, the Shalresh, but the Tabas Kedushin is the Tabas Kedushin. So that's what the tefillin. So the tefillin have this pe'er aspect to it. Peiri alai, uferi alav, and therefore v'karev alai, v'kari alav. We're close in this regard. So what's to review this whole thing in one sentence. If it doesn't result in obligation, if we don't have a, this is what makes me feel good, if it doesn't result in obligation, it's not something that's going to be a respected relationship, not between me and my wife, not between me and my children, and not between, there's so much shalom bayis and so much parenting and so much ruchnius in the idea that I'm a bar chiyuva. I've obligated myself. I've obligated myself to take care of my children. I've obligated myself to take care of my wife. My wife has obligated herself to take care of me. It's not a one-way street. And Hashem has obligated himself to take care of me, and I've obligated myself to take care of Hashem. I was with, do you know who Rav Morgenstern is? The Mekubel. There's two versions. One was close to Rabbi Yashiv, and one of them is a Mekubel, young man, young compared to me, young, and Tam Chacham Gadol. Anyways, I traveled with him to Rabbi Shemir. Not Rabbi Shemir, the other one. It's two Mekubel. I traveled with him to, he's a sort of an ascetic type of a guy, but I traveled with him to Mezhebush. Him and me traveled to Mezhebush. This is a real tzaddik, real makubal. And, watching Kiblik, it was like, doesn't sleep, hardly sleeps, doesn't stop learning, was just learning. And it was very into Avodas Hashem, but there's some hours to daven. Has a following, He gets into the shamos Hashem, so to say, if he gets an aliyah, like you can take a nap because, you know, Baruch Hu as Hashem.
Where is he located?
Gula. Speaks English, he's British. But anyway, so we're flying back. El Al. we're flying back from the Ukraine to Tel Aviv. So he says, I feel like I've been taking care of Hashem for 3 days and now I have to take care of myself. He fell sound asleep. All right. So the thing is that like the pair is the key word over here. Let's just finish the sentence here. Soid atzvil demar elma shatzvil nikraim pair. K'mashamar chazal. V'lachain, one last idea. K'sha'adam mitztayer, when a person is in pain, what happens when you're in pain? What happens when things are not going well in life? You have noise in the connection between us and Hashem, Tsar. It's very difficult to focus outward when you yourself are Tsar. In any relationship, it's difficult to focus and to be completely there for the other person when you're Tsar. So what happens is that when a person is Tsar, something goes wrong with the connection, with the sulam, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a little bit of a disconnect. I know that the Chafetz Chaim said that, people say that, like there's no atheist in a foxhole, but he didn't say that. He said that when a person is Bitzar, that's when you make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, and you realize, oh, I got to tell you. He says, the Chafetz Chaim was sick for 2 months. He was in bed. He couldn't move. And today he would have been in probably intensive care or something, but he was just in bed. But he said to his son, famously, you have to make a cheshbon nefesh while you're healthy. Ein li koach. I don't have koach to make a cheshbon nefesh. What's so hard about making a cheshbon nefesh for the Chafetz Chaim? It really does. It was a difficult thing. So the pshat is that tsar is noise in the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why an onen doesn't put on tefillin. An onen doesn't put on tefillin because there's no dveikus. We're lacking in the dveikus. So when we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reconnect, take away my tsar to reconnect. So again, I'm once again davening l'tzarech gavoya, because I'm saying, Hashem, as much as I want to connect to you, you want to connect to me, I can't do it when I'm a tsar. So take away the tsar. So the tefillah of taking away the tsar is a tefillah for reconnection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dveikus. That's the time of dveikus. It could be that we need the down part in order to appreciate that we need to make a cheshbon nefesh, but the time to connect is without tsar. So we ask Hashem to take away our tsar. And this is what Reb Meir meant, hu inyan kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi. Here's this guy getting hung. It means he did an avera, chayiv misa, and Hashem says, whoa, my tefillin, my screen has gone blank. Kalani miroishi, kalani mizroi. Where is it not connecting? We're not connecting. Shema koimais hatefillin. Shesham hayuroi aliyos ha'istabkus ha'kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch was not feeling the dveikus that he did a minute before. This was Reb Meir's givaldic insight into the Sanhedrin actually goes ahead. A failed human being. Sanhedrin has to kill him. Failed human being. Kalani miroishi, kalani mizroi. What's my tefillin? My tefillin. Where's my tefillin? They don't seem to be working. Okay. Thank you.
He translates pair.
As what?
Lori.
Lori? What does Lori mean?